No, Lord Stark. 500 men, and this room was silent as a crypt. Except for the screams, of course. And the Mad King laughing. And later, when I watched the Mad King die, I remembered him laughing as your father burned. It felt like justice.
Is that what you tell yourself at night? You're a servant of justice. That you were avenging my father when you shoved your sword in Aerys Targaryen's back.
Tell me, if I stabbed the Mad King in the belly instead of the back, would you admire me more?
You served him well. When serving was safe.
Lord Stark.
Lord Varys.
I was grievously sorry to hear of your troubles on the King's Road. We are all praying for Prince Joffrey's full recovery.
Shame you didn't say a prayer for the butcher's son. Renly! You're looking well.
And you look tired from the road. I told them this meeting could wait another day, but...
But we have a kingdom to look after. I've hoped to meet you for some time, Lord Stark.
No doubt Lady Catelyn has mentioned me.
She has, Lord Baelish. I understand you knew my brother Brandon as well.
All too well. I still carry a token of his esteem. From navel to collarbone.
Perhaps you chose the wrong man to duel with.
Well, it wasn't the man that I chose, my lord. It was Catelyn Tully. A woman worth fighting for, I'm sure you'll agree.
I humbly beg your pardon, my Lord Stark.